This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Human error may have played a role in the deadly drone strike this weekend on U.S. troops in Jordan, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Two officials say the report suggests American forces at the small base may have mistaken the enemy drone for a U.S. one and let it go unchallenged. The strike killed three soldiers and wounded more than 40 others.
We are still assessing what happened and how a one-way attack drone was able to impact the facility.
Pentagon spokeswoman Sabrina Singh. The incident leaves President Biden with a delicate balancing act, while his administration believes Iran was behind the attack.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The president's been meeting with national security advisors to discuss potential retaliation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The militant Palestinian group Hamas fired a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv and nearby cities on Monday, displaying long-range firepower after weeks of relative quiet in central Israel, though there was no reports of casualties. Hamas, which runs the Gaza Strip, claimed responsibility for the attacks. Israel's military said 15 rockets had been fired, of which six were intercepted. An Israeli document spells out allegations against a dozen UN employees the country says took part in U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th assault. The document claims seven stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in a kidnapping and another who helped to steal a soldier's body. The allegations against staffers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees prompted Western countries to freeze funds vital for the body, which is a lifeline